The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And what the White House is calling a sweeping overhaul of our immigration system, President Trump said yesterday that it's going to make our system the envy of the world.
If adopted, our plan will transform America's immigration system into the pride of our nation and the envy of the modern world.
And he says that it's going to tackle two critical issues.
Our plan achieves two critical goals. First, it stops illegal immigration and fully secures the border. And second, it establishes a new legal immigration system that protects American wages, promotes American values, and attracts the best and brightest from all around the world. The proposal begins with the most complete and effective border security package ever assembled by our country or any other country for that matter.
We're also told that the Trump plan would require immigrants to be financially self-sufficient, learn English, and pass a civics exam before admission. Richard's in Gastonia. Welcome in, Richard.
Good morning. Boy, this plan isn't going anywhere. Trump, what is he doing? He had his chance 2 years ago. We had the House. He dropped the ball. He dropped the ball in favor of giving away big tax breaks to corporations. You know the tax bill. I know we got a break on individual income taxes. He did lower some marginal rates. But the bulk of the break went to the multinational corporations that really didn't need the break and basically just juiced the economy. And getting back to the immigration.
Well, let's back up. You said that it did juice the economy?
Yeah, it's, look, we're heading for a recession next year, okay?
Okay.
So, let me get back to the immigration. He said fully secure the border. I almost laughed. Uh-huh. Trump doesn't, the thing about Trump is he hasn't built any wall. He's repaired wall. I don't,
Richard, that's not exactly true. He has built some wall. He hasn't built the entire wall, but he has built hundreds of feet of the wall.
Hundreds of feet. Wow. Oh, there's 2,000 miles of border down there.
Well, the wall's not going to be 2,000 feet. I mean, they're not proposing that that the wall be across the entire border. But go ahead, continue. What's your point?
Well, the people who voted for him, we want a secure border. Period.
Okay.
Get her done. Number one.
Why are you critical of the president when he's been trying to do that rather than members of Congress who haven't given him the money to do it?
He had his chance 2 years ago. He had the House. He had
that's
the
true.
Senate.
I'll give you that.
Now his odds are. There's no way. This is not, Nancy Pelosi. He cannot override a veto. He doesn't have the political gravitas on this bill to get it through. So he's spouting hot air.
Take a deep breath here. All right. So look, here's the thing though. Yes, we need the wall. I'll grant you that. But some of the things that he talked about, as far as who we let in and who we don't let in, that's important too. And if we can stop the flow, that's a good step in the right direction. Richard, appreciate your phone call. 877-235-9405. On this Free Speech Friday, whatever's on your mind, I'm all ears. And that includes you too, Mr. Gallagher. It's a lot cheaper than therapy.
You and Richard mixing it up. I love it. Little fiery conversation at 8:26 in the morning. I love it.
I'll tell you, wake up, yeah.
Well, and I'm sensitive to it. Let me tell you why. Because all I hear is, Joey is so nice and lets everybody talk. And he let... I had a caller yesterday about 11:45. This guy called in and he was arguing with me over the abortion laws. And, of course, I think we've had a very tough but important conversation this week in America about distinguishing between a child born as a result of a rape being no less worthy of life than a child born in a loving relation from a loving relationship. Now, it's a difficult conversation. I know it makes people uncomfortable. Anyway, this guy called in, and you know, I knew he was contentious. He had been a jerk to my screener. He was a jerk right out of the gate, but I let him go on for two, three, maybe 3.5 minutes without saying a word.
Wow, now that's a lot for the Mike Gallagher show.
Because I was trying. I was really trying because I'm sensitive to people saying, oh, Joey Hudson never interrupts. Oh, Joey lets everybody talk. So I'm thinking of you. I'm trying to be a nice guy. I'm listening. And then I start to respond. Well, here's the tactic of a guy like him. To try to overtalk me and not even let me get a word in at all. And you know what? That's when it goes off the rails.
Yeah.
So, honestly, the exchange you just had with Richard was a good example of a caller who you know, was challenging you on some things, but letting you talk. So thanks to Richard, first of all, and to any listener who wants to call me to disagree, just let me get a word in. That's all, because if you, because here's the key. It is my show.
It is your show, yes.
Yeah, it is the Mike Gallagher show. It's not Greg from Sarasota's show, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and I got some complaints last night, even a couple from the upstate, because people in the upstate are very polite and people are very nice. So I listened to the tape last night. I thought, no, I'm not making any apologies. I let the guy lay out all his points without challenging one thing. Then, the second I tried to respond, boom, he tries to filibuster. He's trying to shut me down. He won't let me get a word in edgewise. And you know what? This is not going to work that way.
I heard that exchange, too. He did. He kept trying to talk over you.
He wouldn't let me say anything back. Yeah. And what I was trying to say was he was trying to reduce the life argument or the life issue to like the high school debate class. Let me score some debate points. And for me, this is too important to just win a debate. This is about the sanctity of the unborn. This is about fighting states like Alabama and Missouri and Ohio, hopefully, you know, South Carolina, other states fighting for the right of the for the right to live. And it's such an important issue. And but that just set him off the rail. Anyway, to that issue that is going on all week, here's Kevin McCarthy, prominent Republican. Well, the Alabama law is too extreme. I've always felt better with making exceptions for rape and incest. Now, again, I don't want to vilify people who feel that way. That's been the traditional safe position forever, right? For those of us on the life side. But again, a lot of people have written me and said, Mike, you've sort of changed my mind. I've never thought about it this way. Why should a baby brought into the world because of a violent act be any less worthy of protecting than a child brought into a into the world? I mean, where are you on that? Do you agree with me?
It's a tough one. I had a caller who I had a couple callers yesterday who, you know, were struggling with that. One particular caller, you know, situation. His wife was in that situation, and he said, you know, what do you do? They chose to raise the child, but that's a tough one. But the bottom line is, and you said it over and over, a life is a life.
A life is a life, and that's what a state like these lawmakers in Alabama had a lot of guts, I think.
Yeah.
We'll see how this gets tested throughout the courts. But we're going to be all over it today. Also, President Trump asked about whether he's uncomfortable or bothered by Pete Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, being on stage with his husband. And boy, for those who say that Trump is a bigot and a homophobe and a monster, they might be surprised at his answer. We'll share that with you. Also, the polls showing that Joe Biden, the clear-cut favorite, will be all over that today. And putting a little icing on the cake, we're nearing 1,700 kids being sponsored.
1,700? Wow.
Can you imagine? The original goal was 350 kids. 1,700 kids going to a Christian summer camp.
Wow.
And a lot of people from the upstate have donated. $200 sponsors the son or daughter of an American prisoner to go to summer camp for a week, go to a Christian camp. These kids are going to get to play. They're going to pray. They're going to learn about the gospel and the word. You can go to MikeOnline.com and click on the Angel Tree banner at the top of the page if you'd like to sponsor a kid. But thank you. Thank you for everybody's generosity. What a campaign.
Mike Gallagher Show listeners respond in a big way. Appreciate you checking in, my friend. Have a wonderful show on Friday and a great weekend.
You too, my friend. Have a great weekend, everybody. Take care, Joey.
Sure thing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.